From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we've been watching momentum build in the calls to remove the Confederate flag from the grounds of the State House in Columbia, South Carolina. There's been a demonstration there all day calling for the flag to be taken down before President Obama arrives in the state Friday to eulogize one of the nine victims of last week's shooting at the historic AME Church in Charleston.
And the debate over the flag extends far beyond the borders of South Carolina. In Virginia, Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe today asked his state attorney general to reverse a 2002 court decision allowing the flag on state license plates. And in Mississippi, the Republican State House Speaker yesterday called for removing the Confederate battle flag from the corner of the state's official flag. In 2001, 66% of Mississippi voters chose to keep the state's existing flag, which was adopted in 1894. Joining us on the line is State Senator Sally Doty, a Republican who represents parts of Southwest Mississippi. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you.
And what are your thoughts on the Speaker's call to remove the Confederate battle flag from the state flag? Do you think it should be removed?
I think it's a very difficult and emotional question. Down here in Mississippi, we've had a lot of conversations about it through the years, and it's once again at the forefront. And the Speaker is showing some real leadership and political courage by making that statement.
Are you willing to say the same thing, though?
I need some time. This has really just bubbled up, and I want to talk to my constituents and hear more from them. You know, I have friends and family on both sides of this issue because, you know, to some people in Mississippi, this is all about our history and our honor and independence. And then, of course, we have shared history with others, and it is about oppression.
Well, what about what we heard yesterday, though, from the governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, who's also a Republican and who has said, look, it's one thing if you display this flag on your private property, but if you're putting it in front of the state house, if it's on the state flag, isn't it different, given what you're talking about, that a lot of people in the state of Mississippi see this as a racist symbol?
Certainly, it is difficult, but we had a popular vote in early 2000s, 10 or 12 years ago, and the flag was not rejected. Quite frankly, I was very surprised. I was not in politics at the time. I was raising young children, and I was a bit surprised by the outcome of that vote. So I wanted to hear, I right now want to hear from members of the African-American community, more of them, and talk about this issue.
How did you vote back in 2001?
You know, I did vote to change the flag in 2001.
Well, and the governor, Phil Bryant, who's also a Republican, has said that because a vast majority of Mississippians voted to keep the flag in 2001, he didn't think that the legislature would change that. What are you expecting will happen in the state legislature now in Mississippi?
I think that we will bring it up. Our session will begin in January. We have just completed the 2015 session, and we're in an election year right now. I have a primary in 45 days.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure the statements I'm making this morning will be used in it. But, you know, I think that we will have some legislation. I think it would lead to another popular vote. We have a very strong ballot initiative process in Mississippi, and I think this is exactly the type of issue that should be used, put on a ballot initiative.
Really? You think this should go back to the voters?
Yes, I do. Mainly because it is so difficult, and it's hard to know that unless you are, you know, here, raised in the South. You know, we have such a great history and traditions, and that flag has been a part of it.
What would it mean to you if the flag went away as a result of what's just happened in South Carolina?
I believe, first of all, that we need to have some time. And that's in South Carolina, the murders of those people, I think that community needs some time to heal. We all need some time to grieve and think about what has just happened. I think we've jumped onto this debate about the flag in an effort to do something. You know, we always want to do something to try to make it better. I don't think that changing the flag in Mississippi would have kept those murders in South Carolina from happening, of course. But To me, this means that we are going to have more of a respectful discussion about the flag, given the fact that this has just happened in South Carolina.
Sally Doty, a state senator in Mississippi, a Republican who's facing a primary in just a month and a half or so, talking with us about the Confederate flag, which is still part of the state flag in Mississippi. Sally Doty, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.